This is the Williamsburg Bridge Marathon, a race where you go back and forth across the Williamsburg Bridge until they tell you to stop. Despite the word marathon, it's not actually 26.2 miles. It's a random distance between 10 and 40 miles, and they don't tell you until a random point in the race. This race has no finish line, no starting line, and no aid stations, so you gotta bring everything on your own.
That's a mile one bag drop. Slap number one. Mile 3.5. 5 miles in. Woo! 6 miles in. Mile 7.5. Over an hour in. So the race is not 10 miles. Let's see how long it is. Mile 8.5. 4 times over.
That's where the relay racers are.
That's where I'd hand off the baton if I had one. Mile 10. 4 loops done. The plan is out the window. We're going fast. But I feel good, so. Hold on, I guess. Mile 11. This is always the hard part, so slow down on the uphill. Lap 5, mile 12 and a half. Mile 13.1, 151. That's how you do the turn. Loop 6 done, 15 miles in. The race is 23.75 miles. 6.5 laps done. 3 more to go until the finish. I started off too fast, but my goal pace is actually exactly where I'm running right now. So I think I kind of got lucky. I'm gonna try and keep this up for the rest of the race. Finishing up loop 7, 17.5 miles. It's a little late to be thinking about strategy, but using the downhills to recover, and then the uphills to go hard, but not too hard. Closing in on 2 laps left, on mile 19-ish. And the Brooklyn side is a lot steeper than the Manhattan side. So every time I turn around here, I get ready to go really slow. Back up the hill, because you don't want to waste energy going fast up the hard part. Mile 20, 8:30 pace, 1.5 laps to go. Only have to go back to the start one more time. 1 loop left. 9 laps down, 22.5. That last lap really hurt a lot. There's just 1 more uphill and then we're done. Alright, last downhill. I can smell the finish line. Boom. 9.5 laps. Total time, 3:21:38.